This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today's best country, it's Froggy 101. Froggy Fest is coming to Montage Mountain August 13th, and the man of the show is here with us, Mr. Dierks Bentley. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that, Crockett. Yeah, looking forward to that show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, I'll tell you what, 21 number ones. How did you ever think? That's a lot, right?
It's a lot. I still remember the first one. I was playing a gig in Dallas, a bar gig, and during the sound check, my phone rang. I went, called it, and took the call, and my manager was like, "Hey, what was I thinking? Just went number one this week." I'm like, "Whoa, a number one song! It's crazy! Like, so excited to have a number one song in my set list. You know, really helped out was a big help for the show."
Right.
And then, to have 21 of those, really, it's crazy.
So, I mean, you think about that. You could do a whole show of just number ones if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, there's so many songs that I don't have in the set list that are number ones. It's
right. That's what I'm saying.
Weird.
It's crazy. Like, some people play their whole lives and maybe get one or two. You've got a whole set list. And I'll tell you what, that new single, Gold, that started playing today, man, that's going to be a number one.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been working on this record for about 3 years. Gone and Beers on Me were kind of like placeholders just to help me buy some time. And I love both those songs, but the album's got a little bit of a different sound. And Gold's the first song. I love the message, and I love the way it turned out in the studio. And, yeah, I can't wait to hear what people think.
Man, it's your 10th album. You've been working on it, you said, for 3 years. How's it coming along?
It's good. It's really good. I started out in Colorado during the pandemic and brought it back to Nashville. I've been in the studio three different times. I'm really close to wrapping it up, just some final mix things and a couple more collaborations. But it feels good, man. I think the album's going to be called Gravel and Gold, and with Gold being the lead single. And it has a good vibe and a consistent theme throughout, which I like. I like to try to make full albums, not just a collection of songs.
So I grew up in West Virginia, and whenever I always try and tell people that I've never lived out in like a country, it's so much different.
Yeah.
When you hear those lyrics like gravel, it's gold, it really like hits you like in the heartstrings, because I haven't been out there forever, but there is something different about the country. And just that lyric, the gravel feels like gold, man. It struck different to me.
Yeah, it ain't a smooth ride by. If it's a windy road, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. You know, that's me. A lot of the mountain, the album before this, I wrote it and recorded it down in Colorado. And part of this album, you know, it still has that vibe of, you know, I love living in a small town the years that I was out there. You know, a town without a stoplight, and just a small community and a lot of dirt roads. And I just prefer that life to the city, but that's maybe one day I'll get back out there again.
I think everybody listening is nodding their head in approval. Yes, I would also take a gravel road over the long blacktop and asphalt.
Yeah, Hardy. I wrote a lot of songs with Hardy on this album, and he's got a song out there that talks about everyone wants to die country, and it's like not everyone through life is country, but when you everyone wants to live at the end of the day by the river, you know, out in the woods. So true. I mean, I think everyone kind of gets burned out after a while.
Speaking of Hardy, he recently said that Busch Light is one of the best beers. I got to agree with him. Are you on the same page? I mean, you got Whiskey Row, you've got four different locations. Would you be so bold to say Busch Light is one of the best beers?
You know, before Instagram and social media and all that stuff, I was the Busch Light guy. I mean,
right.
2003, 2004, 2005, I had my Busch Light belt buckle. I went and visited Busch Light and Anheuser-Busch in in St. Louis to try to get a Busch Light deal.
Really?
I didn't get a Bud Light deal. But I was like, man, I prefer Busch Light, but I'll take the Bud Light deal. But, yeah, I was I've been Busch Light guy a long time.
Saying that for years. I've been drinking it, and then it got trendy, and now people are like, oh, you just like it because it was trendy. I was like, man, I've been telling you for years, it's a good beer.
Yeah, it's a good beer. It's definitely in right now for sure.
So, yeah, I wanted to ask you. So you've gone on stage. You've had your daughter sing with you. She sang an awesome rendition of ZZ Top. One, that's got to be cool as a father, being able to first start your career, and now you have children. Now your children can sing with you. That's got to be a milestone in its own, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, they all are involved in some way in the live show when they're out there on in the summer. You know, you never know who's going to pop up on stage at what song at what point, but they all love it. And I don't push it on them. I don't, we don't really practice that much, but you know, everyone's a singer. That's the one thing we all have as human beings. We all do is storytell and sing and use song to do that a lot, you know? So it's always fun when they get a chance to come do that with me in front of a big crowd.
So when she sang ZZ Top, I got to thinking, I said, Dirk definitely doesn't just listen to country music, because you can still say ZZ Top, it's Southern rock, things like that. But I'm curious, what else is in Dirk Bentley's iPod?
Oh, man, if you checked it out right now, I've been on the lake with my kids and family, and they've had control of my phone, so it's crazy stuff. It's not my selected music. It's a lot of Justin Bieber in there. A lot of Dua Lipa, Harry Styles is in there right now. I mean, they've ruined my Spotify. You know, at the end of the year, you get like that Spotify,
yeah.
Update on what your most listened to song was.
Yep.
Yeah, mine's gonna be after the week out here in the lake. It's all skewed. They've totally taken it over, and they've made it their own. So not much. Hasn't been a whole lot of country. I have a lot of Morgan Wallen. They all love Morgan. But a lot of other random stuff on there, too, right now.
So if they didn't take it, what other kind of music are you listening? Are you strictly country?
I love bluegrass music, man. No, I love a lot of bluegrass music. I'm kind of old school. I love old school country. I love 90s country. So all the Tracy Lawrence and Dwight and Clint Black and Alan Jackson. That's all. A lot of that music. And then Hank Jr., you know, classic his stuff. I love Hank Sr.
Definitely.
I love bluegrass music. I love Tony Rice and J.D. Crow, the New South, Ricky Skaggs. So a lot of acoustic music as well. So and current guys. Like I said, Morgan, Hardy, all the stuff, the guys, Riley Green, current, that stuff too.
Nothing like going from Ricky Skaggs to Harry Styles and Dua Lipa.
Yeah, exactly.
It just flows.
Patty Loveless in there, you know.
Right.
Mary J. Carpenter, you know, yeah.
It all flows together.
That's right.
I'm going to ask you fast five questions here, real fast at the end here. You just five easy questions, but they're going to be a bit random. You ready?
All right.
What was the last show you binge watched?
Yellowstone.
I just started Yellowstone last week.
Oh, you're lucky you. So good.
I'm into season 2, episode 4 right now. And I've got my characters.
Okay.
I can't stand already. Like, I can't. I'm not on board with Casey
yep.
and his wife. They're getting on my nerves. That storyline's bother me.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And Rip's the best.
Rip only gets better.
Thank God.
Sure. Yep.
What was your worst job?
My worst job was probably working at Lake Powell out in Arizona-Utah border. And I'd teach people how to drive houseboats in the daytime. And then I would pump out the porta potties in the afternoon of the returning boats.
Oh, God.
And they had about a 200-gallon septic tank that I was lucky enough to hook a hose up to and try to evacuate it. And it didn't always work so well. Sometimes that hose would come loose.
Oh, no.
Stuff would go flying. It would get a brown shower. You had to go
That's disgusting.
Jump in the lake.
That sounds like a terrible job.
It was awful.
I can only imagine trying to teach people to drive a boat. There's got to be some frustration in that.
Oh, that's not fun, too. Yeah, first time on the water, and they're trying to drive a 55-foot houseboat.
Right? They're just, I can go all in on this one.
Yeah. They're like, have fun. Good luck. That one's not going to come back in one piece.
Nope. Do you have any collections, maybe like a secret collection nobody knows about?
You know, at one point I was collecting hotel keys.
You know who else does that? I think Tyler Hubbard does that.
I mean, I had so many. I could have laminated like 100 tables with these things. I didn't know what to do with them, so I ended up throwing them all away, but I had a lot. I had a lot of keys, yeah.
Just throw them out. Never done with that.
Yeah, yeah, I just got rid of it.
Because I when Florida Georgia Line was here a few years ago, I asked them, and they both said, oh, yeah, we collect hotel keys. And I was like, that's weird, but I guess now, hearing it a second time, you threw yours out, so maybe it is weird.
Yeah, I just kind of went through the closet one day and discovered everything I didn't need.
See you later. How do you take your coffee?
Black.
The only way to drink it.
Enough minute. I learned a long time ago on the road, speaking hotel keys, that the best way to ensure you get the most consistent cup of coffee is to stop messing with all the creams and sugars and stuff and just get used to drinking black coffee.
That's the only way to drink a coffee is black. Once you start putting milk and cream and sugar, it's not coffee anymore. You've ruined it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it just makes it whatever you're going to get. It's just, hey, my dad called me drinking bourbon and Coke when I was in eighth grade. And instead of reprimanding me, he said, son, be a man. Don't add the Coke.
An excellent lesson. Excellent lesson there.
Yeah. That's a starter's drink. Don't have the Coke.
You know what I think is more impressive? In eighth grade, you had the wherewithal to go, you know what? I want a bourbon and Coke. In eighth grade, I was watching pro wrestling and Hulk Hogan and getting all amped up.
Raising my kids a little different, but yeah. It was.
And the last question here. What was the last thing you Googled to either settle a debate, fix, or get more background information on?
Oh, my gosh. That is a great question. It's amazing how many times you pull this phone out to find an answer to a question that would have taken you 2 days to find out before by going to the library.
Right.
What's the last time you did? I'm trying to think of mine. I can't remember.
The last thing I would have pulled up was that is a good question. Let me see. I was looking. Show you how smart I am. I looked up, what's bigger, a quarter or a third? That's what I Googled. I Googled that yesterday to discover chicken wing argument.
I was just looking up, my kids were listening to Machine Gun Kelly, so I had to go look up and see exactly who that was.
So there we go.
I just checked my Safari. So that's the last thing I looked up.
Who is Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
There we go. We now got all the answers we need, and we cannot wait to have you up here at Montage Mountain for Froggy Fest. Bringing with you Ash McBride and Travis Denning. We cannot wait for the show. I'm sure you're going to be playing some of those 21 number ones.
Oh, yeah. I'll be playing them. Thank you so much, Crockett. I appreciate it.
We'll see you coming up August 13th.
Thanks, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.